Welcome to the 2064th edition of News Talk. My name's Matthew James, and this week I'm joined by Phil Ward, Julie Levy, Madeline Briley, and Joan Anderson, live recorded same day and edited by studio manager Ben Hodgkinson. The stories you're about to hear started to be gathered from the weekend when our Lionesses progressed to the World Cup semi-finals by beating Colombia, although today we're mourning their loss to Spain. So we won't say any more about that. We first hear from Joan Anderson, and your first story, Joan, is about an ongoing inquest.
A senior coroner has questioned how a nurse was able to do two jobs at once with the pressures he was under, as the inquest into a caring and sensitive 16-year-old continued. It comes as the inquest into the death of Evelyn Chacko of Colchester Drive, Farnworth, at Bolton Coroner's Court, heard evidence last week that she was in an inappropriate ward. The talented student was found dead in Woodland near the Royal Bolton Hospital on July 13, 2020, after being admitted on July 1, 2020, following an overdose. On July 13, Nurse Afreen Khan was in charge of the ward Evelyn was on, as well as the named nurse for nine other patients. Mr. Khan said that during a meeting on July 10th, 2020, that he was awaiting a mental health review for Evelyn, but that the next steps would be dealt with by another team. Mr. Khan says he was not aware that Evelyn attempted to harm herself the night before her death during the handover. The inquest also heard that a mental health review took place on July 13th at around 1 p.m, but Mr. Khan was not able to attend due to pressures he was experiencing. It was heard that notes completed in the electronic system at 1:49 p.m. stated that there was a need to monitor Evelyn, but Ms. Hart was not aware of the contents of this. Evelyn had left the hospital at 2:12 p.m. on July 13th before she died. The inquest has now been adjourned until October 30th, when more evidence will be heard. Samaritans is available 24/7 every single day of the year, providing a safe place to talk for anyone who is struggling to cope.